You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. Hungry for adventure? Then travel to A La Carte, the charming land below the floating city of Heavenly Delight, and join the young cook Ramen for her daily dose of wacky hijinks in the new series Delicious. With a cast of eccentric, strong female characters, this wonderfully illustrated comedy comic will be out in July, but you can pre-order now by clicking the banner on the page for this podcast. Get the limited hardcover first edition, plus free stickers and an art print as a gift. Wow, stickers! A perfect gift for your child, or those of you who are forever young at heart. One of Us strongly recommends this one. I know it seems weird for somebody who's not, well, pointedly patriotic at all, but I love reading about the American Revolution and the Founding Fathers. I've probably read a shit ton of books about it. It's a fascinating period of history. I'm literally watching for the first time right now. I can't believe I haven't seen it before. John Adams on HBO, which apparently has won more awards than any miniseries in history. Didn't even know that until I started watching it. And I was like, man, I'm so glad. And you keep going, look at that person. Look at that person. Well, I'll watch about anything that has to do with this period, not because I feel wildly patriotic about our country now. It's just a really fascinating period of time with a lot of really fascinating individuals in it. So when I was like, oh, Netflix is doing America the Motion Picture, well, that sounds being the key word, right up my alley. I wonder who's going to star in it if they get anybody good. My God, look at this cast. Channing Tatum, Jason Mantzoukas, Olivia Munn, Bobby Moynihan, Judy Greer, Will Forte, Simon Pegg, Andy... Wait a minute. Wait, those are all comedians. What's going on here? Wait a minute. Let me look this thing up. Who wrote this? Who's doing this? Okay, Matt Thompson? I don't know. The television producer, writer. Okay, whatever. Who's the writer? Dave Callahan. Now, you may have heard me bring up this name once or twice in the last few months, and that's because he wrote Mortal Kombat, Wonder Woman 1984, and both of the Expendables films. And I was bitching because he's also writing the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse sequel and Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Oh,
it's
God.
Like there's some sort of conspiracy to ruin all of my favorite things. And his name is Dave Callahan. But I went, you know what? Fuck it. It's animated. And it's by a lot of the same people who worked on like Archer, which I love and really, really love Archer. And some of the people worked on Into the Spider-Verse. I mean, this is top tier animation. Look at the trailer. I'm like, okay, I get it. It's a satire of like America. It's a big, silly, muscular satire, and I can laugh at that sort of thing. But the key thing about satire is it's got to really have something that it's satirizing. Like, it's got to have a point. It can't just be like, haha, we laughed at the thing and now we made it dumb, or we pointed at a thing and said, you like this thing and we just referenced it in this other thing. That's not really satire. That's like those guys who do like disaster movie and epic movie. And sadly, I kind of felt that was largely what America the Motion Picture was. Just like if those guys had had an unlimited budget, because this is made to look like a $300 million dumb action movie. But I am not alone here. I am joined by TC.
Boob joke. Dick joke. Beer joke.
Marcos.
Ahoy, ahoy.
And Chad.
I feel like this is going to be a 3-on-1 situation. I'm just realizing
that. Oh, boy. I should have drank some beer before this review, or maybe before I watched the movie. Anyway, but yeah, American the Motion Picture, I think I've given you the basic setup. To call it loosely based on the Founding Fathers of the United States and the American Revolution is probably not specific enough to the term loosely based. But it is indeed an alternate. It seems weird to even say it's an alternate world and timeline. Well, no shit. Like George Washington, when we meet, is best friends with Abraham Lincoln. Which
that makes sense. Like, I remember listening to that in history class. Like, I'm Joe Q American. Of course Lincoln right. and Washington were friends.
This is public school education 101, right? This is history.
Basically.
I think when I was in elementary school, I believed that without ever actually being told it, because they just kind of gave you the Cliff's Notes of all the big founding fathers, and you just kind of said, well, they must have all been hanging out, right? Well, no. But anyway, so these guys are kind of party bros, because that's the big, I mean, Channing Tatum's playing George Washington, right? And Will Forte is Abe Lincoln, and they're like best friends, and they like to party. Although George is kind of more the party guy, Abe is a little bit more of the thinker, but he ends up getting killed, Abraham Lincoln, when Benedict Cosby Arnold, played by Andy Samberg, betrays him, shocker, by turning into a werewolf. It is, in fact, that kind of movie, and murdering him. In his dying breaths, which go on for some time, he tells George, I need you to lead the revolution and fight back and for this country that I want you to call America. And thus begins a weird Expendables type of movie where he's gathering together people to help him that are based on one level or another to famous historical personages, like Olivia Munn is Thomas Edison, although she is a female Chinese version of Thomas Edison.
A woman?
I don't know. Jason Mantzoukas, who of course had to be in here somewhere, plays Sam Adams, who, well, the guy's name is on beer, and Jason Mantzoukas is voicing him, so you can only imagine what he's being played like, the ultimate frat bro. Bobby Moynihan is Paul Revere, who's sort of a developmentally disabled huge bruiser of a guy, but who can ride horses like a motherfucker. And Raul Trujillo is Geronimo, and it's kind of sad how many jokes are just generic Native American jokes at the expense of this character. It's kind of like, what kind of movie are you making?
Sorry, I'm gonna time out here. I feel like you're missing the point of the movie. I definitely don't think it was perfect, but the satire was in those jokes making fun of the Native American, trying to make the black guy go on lookout, you know, when all the white people are going to commit crime by himself in the dark with a bunch of redcoats around. Like, I think the satire is America, and the whole lens of this movie is the American who's like, yeah, bro, woo, freedom! And again,
well, see, I was going to get there, Chad.
I'm antsy on the ball.
No, it's fine. You're bouncing. I understand. You're feeling very bouncy. What it comes down to is the satire is there, but it's a weird choice to going, what if we made a film that we're going to try and express a lot of really on the whole left-wing ideas to people who are definitely not left wingers. Mm-hmm. What would you package that in? What kind of sandwich would they eat and be halfway through going, man, this is good, before they go, oh no, I'm learning something. And the movie itself even stops for a character to ask that question and go, I don't know, probably put it in a dumb cartoon or something. So the whole thing is constantly punching down. And, you know, I'm all for educating the uneducated, but I'll say that I felt like this felt, I don't know, unnecessarily insulting in a way that I don't think they're going to accomplish their goals.
I definitely don't think they're going to accomplish their goals. I reading some of how people have reacted to this, I can see this is already tanked. So, but I think it's a gem, honestly, especially after the 4 years we've had. It's not for people to change their mind. It's for people like us. I think we've sailed that ship a long time ago if we think we're going to change the other side's mind on anything at this point in time.
It's kind of weird for Chris to go off for the first 5 minutes. Like, that bar is set really high when you go through the cast and probably how much money this is. I chose to watch this because it looked like Venture Brothers animation, and that's just where the bar was for me. It's like, and it's as bad as probably the first season of the Venture Brothers, really, but I had fun watching it. And the end is probably the thing that it was like, all right, that's going to raise it 2 points.
the ending is what capped it off for me. Because at first I'm like, this is all right. Like, at one point I'm like, this is dumb. I watched it twice. And that ending just like,
oh man,
caps it off perfectly, leaving it open. Everybody hates each other, brings us to the now.
Right.
And it's depressing.
Like, I get the message. It's wearing it on its sleeve, very obviously, but there isn't any subtlety in it. It's a blunt hammer over the head, and it's mocking American attitudes. But the people who should see this aren't going to see it or get it. So it just feels like a lot of backpatting, self-congratulatory, liberal jokes. Like, oh, look how clever we are. so there's no subtlety in that.
Yeah, look how clever we are at not being clever, felt like the guideline of it.
That's probably actually the worst thing about this movie, is it doesn't have a lot of, like, laugh-out-loud humor. It's a lot of, like, throughout.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's just okay. Like, I'm glad it's only, like, 80 to 90 minutes. It's a short film.
Perhaps it's because I've written so much that I could see every gag coming.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Every joke coming. Like, oh, there's Thomas Edison. I could guess that it was going to be Thomas Edison or Tesla. Oh, and I'm going to guess that they're not who we think they are. Oh, it's a woman. Like, a lot of those jokes fell way earlier than the punchline was. I could see it coming. It's like listening to late night talk show monologues. You get the joke as the joke is being said, as opposed to being engaged by the setup to get that payoff punchline, right? It's just right there. It's obvious. It's a very obvious movie.
I felt like they kept shaking the same tree for the types of jokes they were doing too, where I was like, okay, you already did the joke about drinking a lot. You already did this joke. You already did that joke. There's a lot of jokes I've seen in other movies and not always in good ones. And I was like, wow, you kind of liberally borrowed stuff from all over the goddamn place. And while I want to say, I thought the animation was excellent in here. I thought they did a great job animating it. It looks absolutely beautiful. The voice actors are doing their damnedest to keep up with what is not totally awful material. It just is ultimately lacking and repetitive. But I kept thinking of Team America and going how much better a job they did with that of trying to accomplish the same goal.
When this movie AR-15 so many jokes at you, like the Battle of Vietnam, I didn't laugh at it at first, but once I realized, like, oh, the bar is called Vietnam, I'm like, that's kind of funny.
This is a quagmire.
Dude, we won Vietnam, all right?
I think what would have helped me is had I watched this with Chad, because no, I'm serious, because there was a premise of a video game that I thought, wow, that's a pretty amusing premise. But then Chad played it in front of me. I'm like, dude, Broforce is one of the funniest damn games I've ever seen. I don't think I would have laughed or chuckled at seeing the game, like playing the game myself. I just would have passively played it. But sitting there and playing Broforce with Chad as we like did the voices and like, yeah, manly, yeah. I feel like this movie would work better in that communal experience. And it's weird because it's a Netflix movie. This isn't something that was going to hit theaters.
No, I get it.
I don't know. The enjoyment of this was lacking in sitting here and passively watching it with my arms crossed. Like, I'm not trying to hate it.
TC, I'm sure there are frat houses all over America right now that are watching and enjoying.
Do you think
this
they
film
would accept
much.
Me? I think the only frat that's going to accept me is Lambda, Lambda, Lambda. But I'll go watch it there.
We get to hang out with those hot Lambda moos. What? I don't remember very much about Revenge of the Nerds. What are you talking about?
I started this reference. So, Chad, I don't want you to feel ganged up on.
Because oh, no, not at all.
I know there's an audience for this movie.
Yeah.
Not just frat boys, but there's an audience for this movie. And it's that 3 a.m. Adult Swim crowd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you follow.
Yeah. I mean, although this is, I think, substituting out their surrealism for an abstractness that were common with those things for sort of just, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like they're trying to do satire, but they don't have a real target. You're just like, well, these are things that you recognize, you know, and so we'll just mash them all together. And I'm like, but what are you trying to get at anything? And then at the end, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, well, here's the message, kind of. I'm like, okay, I don't expect you need a big message, but if your whole thing is satire, it just gets tiresome if it's, you know, I mean, you look at what like Sacha Baron Cohen does in Borat, where you're like, wow, this is really clever. It's not just about you falling down and looking like an idiot. There's actually like so many deeper levels and implications to what's happening here. And this doesn't have any of that. It's just like, well, it's just a cartoon.
Does it need to?
I don't think it's funny without it.
I disagree there. But I think we're all hyped up on this. It seems like this group is really excited to watch a political satire. I'm always down for it. Mm-hmm. I definitely was expecting something stronger, but I don't think it suffers because it doesn't have like a better backbone to it.
Mm.
I think you're right, TC. I think the Adult Swim crowd, I think some Archer fans will like it, especially when you figure out that Archer is basically Sam Adams and George Washington just split up. I definitely understand, Chris, like your thoughts. I think it's being a little too harsh on a Netflix release.
Damn.
to Chad's support. I mean, I do grade this on a curve. I didn't pay for it, and it's, yeah, it's not going to win any Oscars or anything. Maybe a Razzie, actually, anything. But it's fun for what it is. But, I mean, if it was an hour-long special on Adult Swim, that's the perfect amount of time. And because they literally added scenes to fluff this up a little bit.
Yeah, you could definitely feel that.
Yeah. Well, let's go to final thoughts. Fuck it, Chad. Get us started.
Oh, I see how it is.
Yeah. Well, then we won't gang up on you after you. We give all our dissenting.
Yeah, there's no way we're going to like shit on you after you get first. No. That would never happen.
I was hooked after, and again, I watched it a second time. Like, I didn't realize the John Wilkes merch booth gag at first in the beginning.
Yep. There's some good stuff.
I definitely loved in the beginning. So after Lincoln is assassinated, there's a funeral and it's all presidents. So like John Adams is there holding his son, John Quincy Adams, as a baby. FDR is there in his wheelchair while Teddy Roosevelt is like leaning on him. It's the little stuff like that. Yeah, it may not make historical sense, but in the context of what this movie is, I thought it was hilarious. I'm trying to think of all the different parodies that this movie has. So we, Avengers, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars.
Lots of Star Wars.
Yeah. Like, it's got a lot of references, and a lot of them are obvious. Like, Simon Pegg plays King James, and he's basically playing Palpatine, which is fine. Mm-hmm. And it's totally been done before. So, Chris, I think what you were talking about earlier, where, like, they didn't really add, they just went to the well, they didn't add anything new. I definitely think those parts were lazy, but Channing Tatum playing George Washington as a bro. Even Bobby Moynihan, like, even his character was super annoying, but like his arc at the end turning into a RoboCop horse, like, and then Andy Samberg, like, just cheesing it up.
I didn't know that was him until the credits rolled. I did not know that was Andy Samberg until the credits rolled.
This movie isn't for everybody. I definitely agree with that. They're really not challenging anybody on the opposite end of the spectrum in any way. People are just going to take offense to it. So it's really not making any hard political commentary or one that wouldn't, like, get everybody's attention. But at the same time, I feel like it's cathartic to watch something like this being a left-minded individual, especially at the end where they make it seem like it's going to be all great and Washington's getting inaugurated. He has a son named Denzel, which, historically speaking, Washington never had a son or daughter. He had an adopted son, but I think this movie's good. It ain't great. If you like animation, if you like Archer, at least give it a try. For a rating, oh man, you guys are going to kill me for how high I'm going to rate this. 7.5 George Washingtons with an E out of 10.
TC.
Can you imagine being so used to winning at everything your whole life that even when you lose, your brain is like, yo, we must have won that shit. That's the definition of privilege right there. If you want to get through to people, you have to put your message in something dumb as possible, like a cartoon or something. Well, this is for those exact people, and I don't think they'll get it. For how poorly presented our American history is in schools, this isn't exactly the most inaccurate recounting of the founding of the United States. If anyone were to take a look at just one moment in history, you'd be stunned at how much it's been altered. Or maybe not. History is written by victors. And while I get that this is an absolute send-up of how American people are, and I can absolutely understand why this will be enjoyable to some, this isn't great for me. Half the jokes were juvenile, low-hanging fruit. The other half were just as American as half this country is, loud, obnoxious, and dumb, and so proud of that fact. I love satire and parody. Team America or Mel Brooks, yes, please. But those, in spite of dick and fart jokes, have nuance, and this feels like a funnier die skit stretched over 90 minutes. On a technical level, it is outstanding. The animation is just fantastic. And when we get the Venture Brothers movie, I hope it looks this good. But this just doesn't feel as cool or as clever as it thinks it is. And what's more American than that? It's fun, but it's a one and done for me. I'm sorry to beer rain on Chad's parade, but I'm going to give this a 5 out of 10. John 3:16.
John 3:16?
Marco?
I still think you're setting the bar too high by thinking this was going to be clever, but, like, I saw it as a really good freshman outing because I don't think Netflix has done anything like this ever. Like, this might be their first adult animation outside of Midnight Gospel. And I mean, there might be a couple others, but they weren't on my radar. And then the first one that's this style of action. And for, yeah, it fails in a lot of aspects. The jokes are just hit or miss. There is no point to it. Like, yeah, Chris and TC are right. There's no depth that you're going to get out of it. For able to see the scenes that I saw, and for it being a freshman outing, I thought it was all right. If they make a sequel that's about Teddy Roosevelt fighting Hitler, I'd be down for it.
I'm in.
Damn it, I'm in. You son of a bitch, I'm in.
For what it was today, I mean, it wasn't that bad. Like, I would probably watch it again with some friends. That probably is the only way that you can really appreciate it. And I mean, I'll give it 7 out of 10 Leonard Skinner solos.
I don't want to give anybody the idea this offended me or anything, because it absolutely didn't. The only way this is offensive is for people who are upset by animation that has like gore and boobs, and I really like animation with gore and boobs. In fact, it's very high up on my favorites list of things. You know, I mean, I was like a preteen when heavy metal came out and I wasn't allowed to see it. Well, that kind of, you know, left some scars there. still like, what? I want to see it. It's got naked ladies animated. I'm being a little hyperbolic. The big problem with this film isn't some of the other things that I've mentioned that I did dislike about it. It's just ultimately, I think as TC said, it's just not very funny. It's really juvenile. There's just so much low-hanging fruit and so much stuff that was just borrowed very heavily from other sources and just really obvious. And I kept going, oh, that's what you're going to do with it? Okay. But all that being said, comedy is like horror. It's one of the most subjective things there are. If somebody's like, oh, that movie didn't scare me, well, that's not a mark of quality of whether or not that horror movie is good. It means that's not the type of horror movie that scares you. There's lots of other things you can discuss as to quality of a thing or not. Same with comedy. Well, that didn't make me laugh. Doesn't mean it was good or bad. It just means, hey, man, this ain't your type of humor. And this wasn't my type of humor. I really have just so over the whole, I recognize that reference. I recognize that reference. I recognize that reference, which is pretty much all this movie is. It's just one I recognize this reference joke after another. And it just wasn't really for me. I wanted to like it. Animation's top notch, no question. And there are a few moments here and there I went, okay, that was kind of funny. But really, like, less than a handful. I'm going to give this 3 out of 10 all healing cans of Samuel Adams beer, which for the record, back in the day used to be the only, and I say in quotes, craft beer you could even get. And that shit is fucking terrible.
That is true. It is a really bad beer.
It's terrible.
I just realized on that note, it's not in stores anymore. Like as more better craft beers.
Right. Yeah. We finally have proper craft beer. We don't have to go like, it's this or Heineken if you don't want something that says light on the label.
So you're saying America has a chance.